fittingly, thought we'd maybe end the show here, unless we have more time, with this last song. It is untitled, so I guess you can call it untitled. How original is that? But no, this is a song. We may be playing tomorrow night, so we'll play it for you guys here this afternoon.
All right.
Funny how time goes by, we've been coming here for years. I've seen you about 1,000 times, out with your friends having a beer.
There's no substitute for the relationship between audience and performer. Your contributions to the Henry Ford College Theater Program enable students and faculty to continue promoting HFC's artistic standards. By becoming a member of the Friends of HFC Theater, you are allowing the theater program to prosper through establishing a scholarship fund, improving costume and scene shop facilities, and enabling the continuation of musical theater productions. For more information on becoming a Friend of HFC Theater, call 313-845-6478.
This is Allison Brown, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, broadcasting the best in acoustic music since 1985.
This is true, and this is that time for Mortar Live Drive at 5 with none other than yours truly, the Hallmark, the Gothabilly Man, and the Big Dog. We got a full house, folks. You know why? We're stocking up. We're doing Mortar the way we want to do it. We're bringing the house in effect. We're going to make people take notice of what we're doing. We're gonna let you know about having Kenny Watson in effect come September 5th, Arts, Beats, and Eat. We told you about how to reach him, how to tune in, and we tell you now that it's that time for some live talent with none other than Jay Wretch, right here, live on the microphone. Jay Wretch, can you hear me? Are we bringing him in live?
He's there.
Can we get him on the air?
Speak up. Oh, yeah, now I can hear me.
There we go. That's how we're doing things.
Yeah, that's how it's coming in.
Mr. Jay Wretch.
Yes, sir.
Ready to flow live on the microphone?
Ready, I've been ready.
Anna Maria. Ready to back him up?
Sure am.
All right then.
That's right.
Folks, hip hop, Mortar Live Drive at 5.
Let's get it. Till infinity. Yeah. This song right here, this was one of the first joints that I ever had a chance to do. It go like, just let it breathe, let it breathe, yeah, there we go, yeah, okay. Ironically, I'm a student that's ahead of my class. After the pen and pad, I resume to the punching bag. I then soon black out to visualize it. Amazingly, I should die out and not just freaking laugh. I'm a killjoy, painting in the rapture to catch them all stars like NASA. Don't compare me to rappers, what I do on them is disasters, cause my mess a bad bladder. Put y'all in a bad matter. I walked in the Hall of Fame, looked on the wall of those names, and I made a bad. After that, you won't see your name standing a nan after. I ran past you, I overlapped you while running backwards. I share a master, my masterpiece. I want a piece of the pie, now you can't have a piece. I'm hungry, boy, trying to go to a fat from a phony boy. Trying to share all this greatness that's resting on me, boy. You don't want this thought to fall on your knees, and do you plead? Cause I. Straight tease, why? Cause I'm too tactical, chopping tactics that tackle you. Then turn surface through tomatoes, through tornadoes that twist the tackle fools. I'm bad for you, I'm coming in this game in a different avenue. What that channel that was bad news, you don't get it, it's a channel, then you add news. See my points if you have views, just make it, till infinity and beyond, yeah. And I actually did this on the mixtape too. Uh-huh. You vibe out, you vibe out, you vibe out, you vibe out. And say, till infinity. Then you say, uh-huh, then you say till infinity. This was like my introduction to the game. They call me the Little Lion, you know what I'm saying? I got my J Rex shirt on today. I got my top hat on today. I got my good flow today. I'm feeling good, you know what I'm saying? Thank God. Uh-huh. We gon' get back in. Go like till infinity and beyond. Infinity, beyond. Infinity, beyond. Infinity, beyond. Infinity. Yeah. You know, Buzz Lightyear was like one of my favorite like toys and characters too. That's where I kinda got that one from. Yeah. A man and a woman. I know y'all really know what this is. R.I.P. Tupac, rest in power. Uh-huh. Then you vibe. Uh-huh, yeah, yeah. And then you vibe. Listen, I think about the times that I call you baby. Now we grown apart, man, this stuff is crazy. Trying to see with one eye, but your eye was lazy. And my heart was crooked. See, love to me was nothing, but I overlooked it. See, baby, you never did the same. But you channeled all the love through my hurt and my pain. Honestly, girl, our love was in vain. Any day without you, girl, honestly, it's not the same. Look, each day you try to make it all better. Let the women hate, man, they can say whatever. Now I'm sitting here wishing we were back together. But I always did you wrong, so you probably like never. I'm sorry for the efforts that I lacked. My actions were the reasons our relationship collapsed. With my bare hands, I will build a time machine so one day you and I can take it back. Cause you do it for the love.
You try everything.
Everything. You won't give up.
What you won't do.
What you won't do. You do it for the love.
You try everything.
Everything. Check me out, look. Together the pieces that you've been missing, but you sell your dang body cause your heart is our commission. You talk to nobody cause no one will ever listen, but your friends are miraging, your life's hieroglyphs, and you lost your own drive and the fuel, the gasoline to charge up your piston. You're on your last wheel and you got a man to only worry about, and you like why you never finish but always start. Mike J always humps them off the wall. Now you reminded me something just like autumn. Your life is now falling and you got something to harvest. It's a child and it makes you smile. So you gotta tell your boy just to grow and be a man. But you gotta understand, he never had a father in his life. So what you gonna do
what
today?
You gonna do?
Uh-huh. Do it for the love.
You try everything.
Everything.
You don't give
won't give up.
What you
won't give up.
Yeah,
check it out now. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, check it out now.
Uh-huh.
Everything.
You
won't give up. What you won't do. You do it for the love.
You try everything.
Everything.
You
won't give up.
You won't do.
Rest in power, Tupac.
You try everything.
Everything.
Jay Rich.
Yeah, yeah.
Kicking live. We had to come out double barreled right there.
Uh-huh.
Much double barrel. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing pretty good, man.
Little bruh grown big. Y'all, this is a very special day for me.
Yeah.
Watching this big grown man come out here and kick it live. Yeah. For one thing, very special love to see hip hop come back to Motor Live Drive at 5.
Thank you.
And having you here is a very big deal.
Okay.
So let's just let you tell the world about yourself.
Okay. Well, I was born in Chicago. I was raised, well, not really raised, but, well, I was kind of back and forth between Chicago and Detroit. But Cabrini Green was where I was, you know, raised when I was in Chi-City. For years, man, thank God for my mom. She really always kept me on stage. And with that just kind of developed this energy and this passion for not just music, but entertainment. And when I was young, I always wanted to be like a leader or something, some sort of somewhere in that dimension. I used to want to be the president of the United States so bad at that time. And what I started to understand was I really love to lead people, and I really love to talk to people and, you know, just make sure they live a positive lifestyle. And it's just where I was born and where I was raised and just different things that I got a chance to see, different, you know, people, slangs, energies, all these different things. And at a young age, I just always wanted to make sure I was positive as possible and just continue to teach people that. Like, I had some friends that were being, like, you know, gangs, you know, and I really didn't see the sense of it, you know, especially when it was, like, colors and things of that nature. So I was just like, man, like, you know, this makes no sense at all to just war over a color or over anything. That's just ignorance. And, I started to kick a freestyle in high, not even in high school, but middle school. And my friend, he gave me the name, J, which stands for my first name, Julius, and Rich stands for throw up. Up Chuck. So he was like, man, you don't spit, you throw up. that was the way it came out. So I was just like, I'm going to stick with it because I'm really bad with names. So, yeah.
Now, I was going to ask you where the J Rich came from, but yeah. I figured the J. For those who don't know, I've known you since you were a little fella.
Yeah.
And now to see you get taller than me, I just feel every gray hair, but yeah. I'm so glad, happy to see you out here giving your love, giving your positivity, doing your all to share what you've got with the world. And missed you at Concert of Colors.
Yeah.
But the word on the street was you made a world of impression with people. Tell us how that came to be.
Well, actually, my friend Anna Maria Austin, who's here with me right now, and she's on the mic too.
Hello, Anna Maria.
What's up?
Now we got to talk about you in a little bit. This is some WHFR connection there.
Uh-huh.
But go on, Jay.
What happened was actually last year she tried to get me on with her, and I wasn't able to do it at that time. So I reached out to her this year. And, you know, I kept bugging her. And she sent me over someone's contact information. I got in touch with him. He kind of got to me late. So I actually was not going to be on it if it wasn't for Anna. She I reached out to her. Well, actually, she reached out to me. She's like, look, I kind of feel bad because I know you've been trying to do it. So just come and do it with me. And, you know, and I was like, okay, I got you. And it was history since then. The show was really, really good. She did her thing, you know, I did my thing, and we did the best that we could at that time, so, yeah.
Now, tell the folks, the first two tracks we did, to Infinity and Beyond, like
Till
you
Infinity.
Said, you were just the biggest...
You talking about Buzz Lightyear?
Yeah.
Well,
everybody I was $6 Million Man fans.
I was a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger fan for real, but.
Okay.
Yeah, but.
G.I. Joe kind of looked like me.
Yeah, I see you got the colors on.
Whatever. Okay.
Really, That song, my friend, he was playing the beat, and I really vibed to the beat. And this was like back in 2010, I'm sorry. And I was just really trying to get my music started and get people to hear me over something. So when I heard that beat, I was just like, man, I gotta get on here and just put a verse or something, just vibe out with it. And that was one of my best songs off my mixtape. People really love that song.
And so, the mixtape was
called Requested. That was, it released in 2011. I've been recording it since like 2009. Just make sure I can get the right mixture of music for the people. But it was free. And I actually got some success off of it. You know, I promoted it out there. Some Chicago blogs and media outlets really picked it up and really enjoyed it. And they were kind of blown away at the time because they felt like, okay, this kid is coming for Cabrini. We didn't think he was going to rap like this or talk about things that's bigger than, you know, just him, you know. So that's what it was. And the Do For Love song, I was sitting down one day and I was just watching Tupac's music videos, and that song came on and I was like, man, I like that song. And when I heard it, I was like, okay, I can pull some energies. Then when people can listen to it, the first verse was from a man's perspective, you know, apologizing to a woman. And the second verse was more so of a woman getting into a relationship sometimes that doesn't turn out to be the best thing for her. And she kind of, it's kind of like, the stuff that she do for love, man, is just sometimes it's overwhelming on a woman. So I really wanted to put that out on the second verse. So just kind of connect, you know.
Okay, you know, you're turning the whole hip hop is misogynistic meme upside down on his head.
Okay.
Right there. You're going to get beat down once you walk out the door. Right there. That's not allowed. Not allowed, bro. Not allowed. You're okay. Supposed to be just completely anti-women, blah, 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 blah. What's up with that?
What's up with it?
Yeah.
How you
going to represent? You're going all the way back to Dear Mama when you do that.
Yeah. It's just... I see how it affects, you know, women. You know, you talking about basically like the way that
you're talking rappers. About how it affects women.
Yeah, like me, I feel like it does. You know, I've talked, and I see. You know, I'm very I observe everything. So you know, I won't even say anything. I just look around, just study it all, and I just see how it affects people. And like I said, since I was a kid, I always wanted to be a leader. And I always wanted to push the positive stuff because, I mean, certain women in this, when it comes to this industry, they don't get the respect that is deserved, you know, not just even in this industry, but around the world. You know, they can do exactly what you're doing right now, but get paid like, you know, way less than what you are.
Ooh, child, things are going to get much harder for you.
Yeah, it's the truth,
wow.
Though. You know, it's the truth.
What, yeah, okay. See, I know your grandmama, and I know some of your aunties, so...
Grandma.
I need that... Wait, Anna, am I right? You a woman, right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, he gonna get disavowed. His man card getting taken.
Nah.
Nah, it ain't. Yeah.
And I ain't mad
That's
at
so
you.
So much love from everybody.
Call me when you need need your back covered.
All right, I got you.
What are we going into next, J-Ratch?
This song right here is really what created my sound. It's called Greatness. So this was more of my me throwing the gauntlets down, just like, you know what? I've been really working on it, really, really working on it. This is like my new sound. I'm like, you know what? I'm just about to go straight in, and this is kind of like my therapy. You know?
And which album is this from?
This was not actually on the album. This was one of those records I just kind of put out for free because it was how I was feeling at that point.
Well, let's give it to him.
Let's do it.
Everybody knows that I am the champ. This fight is no contest.
Yeah. Turn me up a little bit. Right here in this moment, I'ma just make it clear I am destined for greatness. All these phony rappers be gone, see they are abolished whenever this guy appears. I'ma look in their eyes and all I can see is fear. So I grab them by their souls, squeezing,
Angels begin to rise when they put together these rhymes. All I can hear is God saying, Jay, go, it's your time. I swear that every time I'm motivated. When children cry, neither you think I'm lying. I'm just in my prime. They say talent is the key. Where you had the key to be. I've been grinding for long. I've been working so sleeplessly, trying to get noticed, but they deny me so vehemently. But when success look up in the mirror, all it can see is me. With all I inherited, I am so business minded that I will reign king one day. I swear, I promise, I gain knowledge, but still I'm not acknowledged. And it's just way too much stuff that me and greatness haven't. So that's get better, that's step one. Strategic moves, that's step two. Step three, if you know me, on any track my soul bleed. I can touch the untouchable, make impossible possible. Blah, got all these haters, make greatness just even greater. I ain't worried about nobody else, I'm focused on. Man, I'm the bomb you holding, explosive. Exploding, don't blow it. Popping, popping like this cold, it's overrode so potent. Yes, I'm a little ill for them to notice. And my flow is similar to water. Well, dang, I'm too focused. My drive, high power motor. My brain is in order that says in music no one is closer. Pushing me to my edge, or ever pushing me over. My wordplay is ridiculous, man. That's why I am colder. Look inside the spot, say the same before you shoot. Think twice when you aim. Got the odds against all of these lanes. How the heck can you tame a line in the game? A line in the game. Picking all these talks, man. Picking another range. Success is my role, man. Picking another lane. Yes, I'm the best. Well, you hear it and fear it. My spirit merely from these vocals, but mainly just for my lyrics. Don't come near it. I'm obliged to be put against all these sides. Yeah. Watch me come out alive. God, let them know it's my time. I'm a monster. I'm a creature. My own Frankenstein. Banish all these haters and let them see my grind. I'm a diamond in the rough. It's my time. God, I'm tired of the struggles. I am ready for change. And I know I point fingers when I'm the one to blame. Just clear the sky, stop the rain. Tears rolling down my face as I look in the eyes of pain. You understand that I'm a man. You need to understand. I know it's life, but get the heck up out my plans. You can't walk through life, it's not a dance. Give me a chance. And I don't talk it like I walk it, cause I run it. And for these rappers who had no rest, rappers speeches, I spent bombs on charisma and obliterate all them different pieces. And I mean it, and I mean it, and I promise you could wipe that one off with the cleaning. Jared Finn has gotta be. The spirit of God was born, living with that inside of me. Dang, I got a super flow. A Jared track like you don't know. The skinny guy from Chicago. The world is who I do this for. I'm greatness. Seconds for greatness. Seconds for greatness. Seconds for greatness. No, you ain't gotta say it. No, you ain't gotta say it. Seconds for greatness. Seconds for greatness. No, you ain't gotta say it. No, you ain't gotta say it. Seconds from greatness. Seconds from greatness. No, you ain't gotta say it. No, you ain't gotta say it. Cause I am seconds from greatness. Yeah. 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 Jay Rasta. Got him. I got him. Let's get it back. Yeah. Yeah. Jay Rasta got him. See. J-Rex got him, see. J-Rex got him, see. J-Rex got him, see. Got him, see. Yeah.
J-Rex. Talking about.
Oh, I can't.
There he is. You're there.
Got him? Greatness.
There we go.
Right here on WHFR. Oh, taking this. Taking this. That's greatness. I got this double released on the, if you're tuning in right now, either live, well, obviously live, because this isn't the podcast yet, go to whfr.fm. You'll see all the tracks. We're putting them up live on the side of the page. You can see the names of the songs, what albums J-Rex is releasing these on, the mixtapes, what have you. And after this is done, go grab the podcast, go figure out where you should get these from, and by all means, go find out right now where you're going to go see J-Rex live next, because you're about to tell them where that's going to be. Yeah. Are you not?
Yes, I am.
Where's this going to be?
You can see me live at something called The Tart. We call it The Air Up There at Bob Classic Kicks downtown Detroit.
The Air Up There.
The Air Up There.
T-A-U-T.
T-A-U-T.
Keep it taut. Keep it just the tension on it.
Yeah. A lot of great talent from Detroit underground. You can also catch me on September 4th performing at the Michigan State Fair. That'd be nice too.
Main stage.
Main stage, yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Something from Concert of Colors to the State Fair main stage.
Yeah.
Oh, it's blow up time.
I guess so. I'm just going where God takes me, and I'm just thankful for this platform and any platform I can just push my word out.
DJ Hallmark gets to be a part of this, and I'm grateful to be a part of this.
I know that's right.
Hey, Anna Maria, you're going to be a part of this?
Oh, I already am.
Hello. All right, now. Yeah. Taut is going to be where, when, what time?
That's the time. The time starts at 10.
Where?
It's called Bob Classic Kicks. It's a shoe store. It's like a hip-hop shoe store.
Where? You know the address on that?
You know what?
Can we tell
it's
people?
It's on Woodward. It's on Woodward. And I don't know the other crossing street, but
okay,
it's right. If you go to Starter's Grill, it's like right next to the Starter's Grill.
All right, then yeah. Look it up. We can find it from your Facebook page.
Yes, yes.
That's where this number one ways for people to stay in touch with Jay Rech.
Definitely my social media, Facebook, JAERETCH. The same thing for Instagram. Everything, like everything's the same. Like there's no
Twitter.
Twitter is J-Rech. All that stuff is everything's the same. Just J-A-E-R-E-T-C-H. And you're going
to Tumblr. Right up.
All that stuff.
Okay.
All those things.
You're out there.
Yeah.
People can reach out and
definitely reach out to me.
See you and download you.
And I'm looking for producers too.
Hello.
So
if you've got tracks.
You got tracks and you want, you know what I'm saying, you want it on my upcoming album, send them to jrech@gmail.com. It's that simple.
People want to reach out today, 313-845-9676,
yeah.
Or 800-585-4322. Mm-hmm. Jay Rech going to be in the studio for some time. Holla. Okay, so
yeah.
We're going to do it like that. Be here at 6 o'clock, mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit after.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
We'll see.
Kicking music along with Anna Maria,
mm-hmm.
Young lady. Tell us about yourself. Tell us about this WHFR connection.
Okay, well, my mom actually used to work up here a while ago. I don't know exactly how long it was, like three, four years ago. Because I went here about 2 years ago.
We love to have alumni come home.
Oh, I didn't graduate.
But
I just
hey.
Went here.
Get your education on.
You know.
Come back, represent, and...
Because I went to Kentucky State University first for 2 years.
Okay.
And I went, and I was in the concert choir, learned music there, came here, because got a little broke.
Yeah.
Here.
W.A. Henry Ford College, great place to start. Great place to fine-tune, restart.
Yeah.
But I was more in the theater when I got here.
Okay.
Then music. I think the second year I got back into music. And just, you know, just this year I'll say I've been trying to come out professionally. Other than that, I've just been on covers like his and Kid Tef. I've done his song. So I'm like, okay, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing, people. We want you to know. Anna Maria came here, honed her craft, worked on it, and now she's working with people who are blowing up, who are working on Concert of Colors, who are working on the Michigan Fair, who are getting their tracks out there,
yeah.
Who are releasing, who are getting produced and doing big things. And Jay Rech,
yeah.
It's your turn to blow up. Get on Taut and get down there, State Fair, and drop another track for us right now.
Okay.
If you're so inclined, would be welcome to have you do so.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's next?
Next is my song. It's called Heart of a Lion, and this is the intro to my album, Seconds from Greatness.
So Seconds from Greatness?
Yeah.
Heart of a Lion.
Heart of
Jay
a lion.
Rech, right here at WHFR.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm only seconds away. Man, y'all can't stop me cause I pull up in the latest drop. Maybe that is Tyler. The color is like tater tots. Dang, Jay, you out this world, well set by an astronaut. Dang, Jay, you out your peak up by a mountaintop. Bad with me, with same color as an apricot. This groundbreaking artist even giving tremors at the shocks. Mal told me to tell y'all people that y'all not that hot. Dang, I come from the soul like a freaking flower pot. I can switch it up with this flow. I can fix what y'all have broke. Lines are twisted like freaking ropes. Two dope crackheads can cope. Like a suit tie, I'm at your throat. Tighten up, hope you won't choke. President, placing your vote. Topic of conversations, roll down indoctrinations. Do Buddhist meditations, I came with much preparation. It's time for detonation. Many years I've been patient. Feels like the eternity, that's how long I have been waiting. I'm a king, yeah. Heart of a lion, this is the stuff you never see. Stuff you never see, yeah. I tell them that I'm a king, yeah. Heart of a lion, this is the stuff you never see. This the stuff you never see. Okay, listen, how I ever figure that I become that. That this mouth tracks when I jump on just to disfigure. From bass to snares to horns, from horns snares to kickers. Man, most rappers aren't as intricate as me. Strikes in my presence, reverses in the clouds. The skies clear up, then the rain shimmers down. That's some crazy stuff. Listen how amazing I am, wow. I am so set now. These other rappers bluffing for their brain power to summon my lyrics that suffer from brain hemorrhaging and concussions. I remember standing in front of a volcanic eruption with lava spewing out. It said, let me tell you something. I don't care what no one says. You the hottest rapper jumping. Then my back said, yeah. These other rappers fronting. Break down, broke it down and said, rappers under construction. Even something said, rappers are sometimes good, but that means nothing. I'm a king. Yay. Heart of a lion, this is the stuff you never see. This the stuff you never see. Yeah, cause I'm a king. Yeah, heart of a lion, this is the stuff you never see. This the stuff you never see. Jay. Cause I got that heart of a lion. I got that heart of a lion. I got that heart of a lion. Heart of a lion. Heart of a lion. I got that. Heart of a lion. Jay Wretch, the God of the sea.
That's what I'm talking about, hitting them hard. Jay Wretch, Heart of a Lion, from Seconds from Greatness. Now, how many releases do you have right now? Too many, so many different.
Four or five.
Okay, now these are all self-released at this time.
Yes.
So now you shopping for label? Are you open to a label? Or are you trying to stay independent and stay in control of your own thing at this time?
That sounds so beautiful to be independent. To be honest, I don't know the right opportunity. You know, like nowadays we living in a world where you can just get a cosign from a big artist. Like, I can get a cosign from Jay-Z and I can blow up off of that, you know? And that could, you know, I can just ride that wave being independent. I don't know. That's a hard question, Mark. That's hard. I'm gonna toss up with that. I really am. I'm gonna toss up. My first interaction with something like that was with Shady.
Hello.
Back when I released Requested, Denon Porter, shout out to Denon. That's M's hype man, producer. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What happened was actually I met Denon at a restaurant, and what happened was it was me and my grandma, and we went to a Chinese restaurant. We sat down, we were eating, and first I walked past him, and I looked, and I nodded my head at him. I didn't know who he was at that time, so I sat down. And then me and my grandma, we was talking about just my family, just how I feel, all these different things, energies, all these different stuff. So the waitress comes up and she's like, oh, somebody paid your bill. And we was like, what? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, it's this guy over here. He paid your bill. So he walks up and he was like, hey, what's going on? He said, listen, I mean, like bother you guys, but I overheard your conversation. And he said, man, you sound, he was talking to me. He said, man, you sound so wise at a young age. He said, do you know who I am? I was like, no. You know, and he was like, do you know Eminem? I was like, of course. And he was like, well, you know, I'm his hype man. I'm his, you know, right hand man. You ever know D12? And then it hit me because I used to have a D12 poster in my room. So then I was like, oh, you're the guy that was on the left side of my, on my poster. So he's like, yeah, you know, by this way. So he's like, look, here's my information, whatever. I told him, look, I do music. He said, just hit me up with the music. I did. He was in the studio with Slaughterhouse, and he was in the studio with Ludacris, and they were working on a Fast and Furious film soundtrack, and they were listening to Request It. So he called me unknown. At first, I wasn't going to answer the phone, but something told me spiritually, something like, Julius, answer the phone. So I answered the phone. He's like, hey, man, it's Denon. Hey, man, you know, look, man, you sound good. Man, we had like about 40-minute conversation on the phone, and then he was like, yeah, man, you know, he said, yeah, man, we want to have you come over here and write, you know, for Shady. And I was like in high school, and he was like, what he told me was, he's like, they was working on the Eminem and Royce the 5'9 project at that time. And he told me, he said, man, we're going to get really, really busy. So we're still connected. It never really happened the way I really was hyped up to be. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to work with one of the best rappers in the world. But Eminem is always on tour. Every time I get a chance to holler at them, he's always somewhere else. So I just like, you know, I'm just gonna wait, you know.
Good attitude.
Yeah.
Just because things don't happen today doesn't mean things don't happen next week.
Yeah,
true. Or next month.
That's about true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just take two asides real quick.
Okay.
And we will come right back.
Yeah.
Just give me two quick asides, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I just had a conversation with somebody about a pet peeve of mine.
Okay.
Once upon a time, this whole caller ID thing did not exist. Folks, if my phone breaks down and I borrow somebody's phone to call you and tell you I'm stuck, I'm stranded, come pick me up, blah, 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 and you go, I don't recognize this number, I'm not going to answer it, I remain stuck, stranded, what have you. Sometimes just answer your daggone phone.
Yeah.
All right. Just because you don't recognize a number doesn't mean don't answer your phone. Sometimes just answer your phone. It may be a bill collector. You can hang up. You can say it was automated and I don't deal with automated calls. All right. What have you. Just because you don't recognize a number doesn't mean you don't answer.
Mm-hmm.
That first thing out of the way. Just second thing, once upon a time, if you've seen 8 Mile, you know a lot of truth about behind the scenes, the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
Before that man blew up, he was right here at WHFR.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before Jay Rich blow up.
Yeah.
Where are you today?
Here.
All right, we recording this.
Yeah.
This is going to be podcasted.
Yeah.
Folks, y'all tuned in today.
Yeah.
89.3.
I know, that's right.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
That's, that is, and so it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You make of it what you will.
Mm-hmm.
I know Jay Rich will.
I know that's right.
So you'll either answer your phone or you won't.
Yeah.
It might be J. Reg calling. It might be Anna Maria. It might be the Gothabilly man.
Yeah.
It might be the Hallmark. You really don't want to answer if it's me, because I might be asking you for money. That's all I'm going to say about that. But on the real, we want people to know where to get your music. When people say, I'm feeling this,
okay,
I want to get this before I have to go to what have you,
mm-hmm,
and pay $18.99.
Mm-hmm.
Where can they get you? I can't believe I just said. You'll bust me in the head later. Where can it get you today?
iTunes.
You
iTunes.
Are there now?
Yes, I'm on iTunes. I'm on Spotify.
You are there now?
Yeah.
You are working.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Get yours.
I'm on Pandora too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, snap.
Yeah, thank you for telling me. I forgot about that. You know, I always got you. iTunes, Apple Music, the new Apple Music.
All right.
I'm on there. Tidal, the new Jay-Z, the one that he released.
Okay.
I'm on there. I'm pretty much all the major.
We won't
platforms.
Ask you the particulars and whatnot, because uh-huh. if anybody's paying attention, they know. But what we want to do is get exposure.
Yeah, that's where you can find my music.
iTunes.
iTunes is where it's at.
Hello.
I'm on Google Play too, for the people who don't have Apple. Yeah. They have only Android. I'm on there too. Google Music. So
get exposed.
Yeah.
If you want to reach out, and hello, go to whfr.fm, mm-hmm. and then look right down, about a third of the way down, and where it says music performances. After 6 p.m. today, you look for August 27th. Give me a couple of hours, and we're going to put up Jay Wretch's name and a write-up and mm-hmm. all that good stuff, and this will become a podcast. Stream it, download it, what have you. This is what it's going to be, because this is how he reaches out, and this will be your way of this will be on your phone, your mm-hmm. computer, yeah. your tablet, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, is it tomorrow, the Taught performance?
Thank you for saying that. Taught is this Saturday.
This mm-hmm. Saturday.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, Michigan State Fair.
It's September 4th.
Okay.
And they have me. Yeah, thank you. They have, okay, guys, so I don't know if it's the genre I'm in. I don't know what it is. I don't expect anybody to get up at this time, but they opening want me to perform. Act. I am the opening act at the main stage, and they want me to perform at 11 o'clock in the morning. So if you love me that much and you want to get to know me, I'll be out there at that time before then. So,
because we are going to chill afterwards.
Yeah, we definitely going to have to.
Getting out and making yourself known. You're on SoundCloud.
Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud. I'm on everywhere. Yeah. SoundCloud. All those different things. Everywhere.
I just went and took a look at the Facebook, so mm-hmm. people can get to know you.
Yeah.
Take some time. Get to know Jay Wretch, because there's a reason you should. Like I said, known him since he was coming up. And he became a man for a reason. The family, a village was behind this gentleman. There's a reason. Stand behind him, love and support. Mm-hmm. That's my mouth. That should be quiet so his mouth can get open and flow with a track.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
The next one, I believe, is my song called Next Level.
See that? Next level. Jay Wretch, kicking it. Right here, Molder Live Driver 5.
This song right here was very symbolic to me. This song right here is on Seconds from Greatness. Man and Maria, Next Level. Here we go, like. I'm on another level, and that is where we get fur and light. You told me I was wrong, and that is where we differ in life. We differ.
We differ.
We differ.
We differ.
And that is where we differ in life. We differ.
We differ.
We differ.
We differ.
Okay. It go like this. My mental level is high. My holy father won't lie. My urgent passion will cry. Tears of joy and pride. I can see success nearby. So to failure, it's a goodbye. To bystander, stand by. Man, I hate the stereotype. Like, Michael Jordan really did fly. Like, Barack Obama really don't try. Like, Osama bin Laden didn't die. I pray, hope his soul in the sky. Why? Cause we didn't see the view from his eye. Should I live in that sequence? Just to end my thesis. This is for fam that said I wouldn't be.
that BS or you can keep it. Never show a sign of weakness. Never show the no defense. I am my genius. So I soar with fire like a phoenix. The shine in the skylight beacon. I am Jesus' best kept secret. My pops like, son, you should grow up some. I'm like, heck no, you should grow up some more. Can you see the people that be feeling my aura? It's love in this world like a freaking tiny orb. Shout out to my people that be watching me record the nights when I slept on the studio floor. And I took it back to the basics, but you don't understand when I say it. So I close and say it like, I say I'm on another level, and that is where we differ in life. You told me I was wrong, and that is where we differ in life. We differ on another level, and that is where we differ in life.
We differ.
You told me I was wrong. Okay. It's a sign on my soul if you're negative, beware. Especially to the hypocrite, forget the gossip cause I don't care. I'm in a whole other dimension and none of y'all can go there. Sometimes life is like what, but you pull the what right out here, yeah. Convince thyself, every freaking second you should miss thyself. Look in the mirror, you should kiss thyself. Never ever will I forget my wealth. Look at the stuff I did myself. I'm the diamond in the rough that found itself. I battle my shadow to defeat myself. Can you hear the irony in my breath? I'm going all in, now it's all or nothing. But everything I do is all for something. I will make sure the dream is far from sudden. Every step is closer like a martyr stumping. This game is more than diamonds beyond the flooding. Limit while we're drowning in it. So while swimming out it, we should go back for fishing. Dreams of being President Carter. Forget that I'll come twice as harder. Whole lot of off, whole lot smarter. Boy, this is Kobe in the fourth quarter. Man, it's a slaughter to anybody trying to stop me who would like to bid that kind of offer. Cause I'm an author, but I'm never falling off. So again, my point is God, I'm on another level, and that is where we differ in life.
We differ.
You told me I was wrong, but that is where we differ in life.
We differ.
I'm on another level, and that is where we differ in life.
We differ.
You told me I was wrong, but that is where we differ in life.
Can I?
Like,
to the next level.
Yeah. That was fun.
Jay Wretch.
Uh-oh.
Anna Maria. WHFR. Mortal Live Driver 5.
Jamming.
Next level.
Jamming, next level.
Oh my God. Some of the things you come up with. No, he wasn't flying. No. Osama, yeah, I just saw him walking down Michigan Avenue. Right. I think he stopped and got some falafel.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Okay. Wow. So now, you, between Chi-Town, Motown, Florida Town,
Indiana.
Yeah.
Different places.
Yeah. You were just about a military brat.
Yeah, pretty much.
You were just about a military brat. Yeah. And yet, you...
Not done yet either.
Wow.
I like that. I like I just plugged that in there.
Managed to keep it together. Uh-huh. Managed to stay positive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And how was that?
Man. A blessing.
God.
Yeah, it's a blessing.
when I was younger, I felt like a lot of other kids, they'd have been mad because they had like a friend or a best friend. Because I really had, like, everywhere I went, I had like a best friend. So, I wouldn't be sad that, I'm departing, because, like I said, in my mind, I was like, I'm going to be the president of the United States. So I was like, I need to know as many people as I can so everybody can vote for me. I was thinking like that as a kid. I don't know why. It just popped in my head. So it was a blessing. I always looked at it like, this is an adventure. I'm going to be able to see new things, learn new things. Don't get me wrong. There were some things. So I was like, why are we about to move here? Like, we'll go. You see like the happy side, and you see like the real ugly side. My mom start pulling closer there. I'm like, oh, no, but it was a blessing. There was a time where it really got hard for me, especially my third grade year, because I didn't go to school at all my third grade year. I missed like 100 and some days of school. So I had to get held back another year. We wasn't going to school because my mother's boyfriend at the time wasn't taking us to school. So at the time I thought it was fun. Yeah, it's crazy. But at the time I thought it was fun. I was like, we'll walk and he'll be like, y'all want to go to school today? And of course, as a kid, you're like, no. And he's like, all right, we ain't going to school today. So we just go somewhere else and we just all just chill and just chill the whole day for 100 and some days. And it got really hard because they promoted me to the fourth grade anyway. And I didn't understand anything that they were saying.
That whole pass them forward to keep it.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Okay. But at the same time, like I said, it's a blessing because it made me discover more of who I am. And I'm blessed to go through certain different things so I can just, it just kept me together. I always, my role model as a kid was Jesus. I used to always read my little Bible stories, and I was just so inspired by Jesus when I was a kid. And I was like, I want to be like him. And he was always so good and positive. And that's just what kept me the way I am.
And then the writing. Mm-hmm. Your writing is prolific.
Thank you.
And you just incorporate so many different things.
Uh-huh.
And you just flow, it seems, on different levels, different concepts, different. Mm-hmm. What is there anything you have not touched on? Is there anything that you know you haven't, that you know you need to, want to, mm-hmm. will?
As far as what I've been through?
Yes.
Yeah. There's some things that I'm afraid to touch on because I feel like it may be a little too personal. Shout out to my homie that's in the back. That's my homie right there. I didn't think he was going to be here. What's up? Okay. But, it's some things that I feel like I'm afraid to touch on because just what I've been through, and I don't know if I'm, because the hardest part about music is when you're being personal, you get afraid of people using it against you.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? So
throwing it in your face.
Yeah, throwing it in your face. And you know how it is, So you got to really have tough skin for it. So it's like, it's very, very difficult to really touch on some things that I would like to touch up on. But then again, I'm a little afraid to touch up on. With this next album, I'm glad you said that, though. With this next album, I'm touching up on some stuff that I really just now got the courage to say. My depression, a lot of different things that I'm talking about on this next album.
Well, with the time we have left, I want you to just flow.
Okay.
If you want to go two tracks in a row, cause we got 7 minutes, 8 minutes.
Oh, see how good we are? We can do two more. We can do, I would love for us to get into SFG Interlude and then On Fire, if we can get on that.
We got that, Mr. Gotha Billy, engineer. We want to get into which tracks?
We can get into SFG Interlude, and then after that, we can get into On Fire.
Then we want to give this remaining time to Jay Wretch,
yeah,
to flow as he sees fit, because our time is limited, but the love is unlimited, and we want you to get hip to Jay Wretch. We want you to see him at Taught this Saturday.
Yeah.
We want you to catch him at the Michigan State Fair. We want you to find him on Facebook, mm-hmm. Twitter, where have you, SoundCloud, Pandora, everywhere, Facebook. come to whfr.fm, uh-huh. Go to Music Performances and look this podcast up. This is the Hallmark getting out of his way. Peace
you know
and love.
What? We can just get into On Fire. Let's give him that. Let's give him that. That's that soul.
Then I'm out of the way.
All right.
Jay Wretch, Anna Maria, here we go.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. This is a song about togetherness and unity and police brutality. Listen. How can I not believe my peeps defeats on repeat? That's so hard to conceive. You want us to proceed to cool off, so never mind a cold shoulder. You sleeping on us, y'all, stop living in nightgowns. You know that's the same time I'm living in right now. But I'm like one, two, step. How it unsettles you when we protest. What would the killing do when there's none left? You ain't willing to do the typo, that better yet I object. Any near where that can flip the script, got special needs. The syndrome y'all own, you deaf, got downtime. It's like the planet I'm on, we living in dark times. And I'm like, we on fight, we on fight. We on fire, fire, fire. Like we on fire, we on fire. Uh-huh, we on fire, uh-huh, fire, fire. Like the roof's on fire, the roof's on fire. Yeah, want y'all to say the roof's on fire, the roof's on fire. Okay, like we gon' fix it, dang right. We gon' get it, dang right. We gon' fix it, dang right. We gon' get it, dang right. We gon' fix it, dang right. We gon' get it, dang right. We gon' fix it, dang right. We gon' get it, dang right. We gon' fix it, dang right. We gon' get it, dang right. We gon' fix it, dang right. We gon' get it, dang right. We on fire, baby, we on fire. 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 We on fire. I feel like I'm in a chokehold, cause justice is a no-show. How can we be together and we won't grow? How can we be the bomb and we won't blow? Why we on the same side but we not close? Young people love to die with the poor soul. All I hear is excuses from the popo. A bunch of do-do-dos and yeah-yeah-yeahs and dot-ids. Can't one of y'all tell me what the heck that means? What the heck do y'all want us to stay at ease? The courthouse is gone like a serpentine, but meanwhile y'all let me hold it down. Like we on fire, we on fire, we on fire, 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 like we on fire, we on fire, we on fire, 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 we on fire, baby, we on 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 fire, we on fire, we on fire, oh man. Y'all say, oh man. Yeah, here we go. Oh man. I have been subjected to products of environment. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh man.
I have been subjected to products of environment. Yeah. Oh man.
Oh man.
I have been subjected to products of environment. Uh-huh. Oh man. One more. Esther, we can do that. How many minutes we got left? Okay. I'm a great human, on top by me. There's great human, won't stop by me. And I'm hot like 16 pots. Everybody ate like Pookie's block. I'm ready for the dirt like a freaking swamp. I'm full of that earth like a freaking blunt. Yeah, I say what I say with bluntness. I mean it's stuff with no glutton. You rappers don't know. This all proud enough. Point of view ain't that wanted. Pull up questions for that judgment. It's nothing, just me with attributes of a woman.
Life behind bars, I will always be in like, yo. Redo that sentence like you know that is a typo. Coming from the hood, man, that was one. Man, my spirit's high like I freaking won the lotto. I'm coming down from your block and I hootin' and got, now hootin' and got. Got the round of us so you can see what this rapper really got. Before I shake the industry, before I start the legacy, I need y'all to remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Jay Retch and Maria Motorline. F5. Mark. Shout out to everybody that listened. Thank you so much. Shout out to Detroit. Shout out to Shot City. Shout out to everybody. Follow me, J Retch, J A E R E T C H. I'm always open. God bless you.
You heard that truth, if ever it was spoken, right here, WHFR, Dearborn, Motor Live Drive at 5, featuring Jay Retch and Anna Maria. Check them out, y'all. This has been another WHFR production featuring none other than the Gothabilly Man, engineering, making it sound oh so right. We want to thank you for tuning in. Want to thank Wild Bill, the big dog. Want to thank Jay Retch for kicking it live, bringing hip-hop Motor once again. This has been fun. This is your boy, the Hallmark, welcoming you. Motor is back on a whole nother tip. Right now, it's time for Old Time Radio featuring Dragnet. Thank you for tuning in.
Hey, this is Eli from Duval, and you're listening to WHFR Dearborn.
Sound off for Chesterfield. Chesterfield, the only cigarette in America to give you premium quality in both regular and king size, brings you Dragnet.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. You're a detective sergeant. A series of holdups takes place in your city. The victims are managers of large markets. You've got a description of the suspect. Your job, get him. Thousands are changing to Chesterfield, both regular and king size, because only Chesterfield has premium quality in both sizes.
That means king-size Chesterfield contains tobaccos of better quality and higher price than any other king-size cigarette.
The same fine tobacco as in regular Chesterfield. There is absolutely no difference.